Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Boyne County Board of Supervisors meeting, November 8, 2022. Are there any changes to the agenda?
Somebody left hot sauce. Careful with that. And a grenade.
Can you make one guess at who that was?
Oh, I can. I've got a pretty good idea. Hopefully it won't go off during the meeting. Excuse me.
Do you have any changes?
I do not, I'm sorry.
Okay, we shall meet with the department head and elected officials. Sarah Doty, accounts payable, auditor's office.
Payroll.
What's that?
Payroll.
Payroll, not accounts payable.
That's all right. Election day, it's busy as always. We have received 4,513 requests for ballots for an absentee, and we have gotten 4,396 of them back as of right about 5 minutes ago. So,
What, they have to be received today? Is that it? So you, okay.
Yep, and precincts are open until 8 p.m., so busy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Colin Durst, IT.
Good morning. Just keep busy like always, but nothing new to report.
Thanks, Colin. Sheriff Glenn Denning, Sheriff's Office.
Good morning. We've been able to select a new administrative assistant that'll be starting at the sheriff's office in December. December 12th, I think, is her official start date. So she'll be able to work with Judy for a couple weeks before Judy permanently moves out to the correctional center to replace Doris. And Doris will be retiring at the first part of January after 28 years with the sheriff's office. So we'll certainly miss her, but I think we have things in line for that transition. We're working through some hiring and did one interview last night. We'll have a couple more interviews this week for to replace a retiring deputy as well at the end of the year. So Clint Williams, Lieutenant Williams, has 30 years of service. He's going to retire at the end of the year, and we'll be replacing this position, and we have some really good candidates for that. We're excited for that. Our jail population is 93 this morning, and about 24 out of county that we need to get some of them moved around. We found some room in the jail the last couple days, so we'll hopefully see that number climb downwards in the next week.
That's good.
The last time we made a big improvement at the jail population, we threatened Doug Irvine to house some of them in his spare bedroom.
Some threats have been sent his way, so we're moving in the right direction.
Thanks.
Absolutely.
Rodney, how's the maintenance department?
Good morning. Just really busy. We got a lot of stuff going on, projects going on. So went to a Tiger Green meeting last week. So sounds like next spring they'll be working from starting on from Valley to Court Street, starting in the springtime. So next year we'll start getting interesting down here on Main Street with some construction, as they'll be working their way this way all the way up to the off-ramp by the end of next fall. So just a little heads up. We got some time to try and organize some things, hopefully, but it'll be a construction zone for most of next year, it sounds like. So
thank you for getting the front steps done before this.
Yeah. Yeah, we're glad to get that done. So we got a bunch of other projects in the works, but I got a couple
of
agenda items for today. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Roger. Appreciate that. Garrett Lasseter, Southeast Iowa Regional Planning.
Just keeping busy as usual. We got a minor subdivision on the agenda today. Nothing else set for review right now, but expect at least one new one here shortly. And then for next week, we're planning on having starting the public hearings for the airport ordinance amendment, and then also plan to have a work session on the draft wind and solar ordinances. So that'll be next week. Glad to get moving ahead with those. Apart from that, I don't have anything else to report.
Okay, thanks, Jared. Chris Lee, Conservation.
I had an interesting call last night. The woods down below the overlook at Stars Cave were apparently on fire.
The what? The woods?
Yeah. I don't know, some leaves caught fire. We think there are some kids down there playing the fire. We're not real sure. Our park ranger's still investigating. I mean, no big deal. It was just kind of smoky and it wasn't really going to go anywhere. But we went in and by the time we got there, there was somebody already in there. One of the neighbors had been over there and he had already stomped most of it out. I don't know, probably a 40-foot circle in one spot, maybe a 20 or 30-foot circle in another, just kind of on that trail that goes down there to that Devil's Kitchen Cave, we call it. So I'm not sure, but the fire department ended up coming out, came in from the nature center side, had to cross the creek and then climb the mountain to get up in there, so they got their workout for the day, those guys that came in. So we're appreciative of them. They were going to be able to get there a lot faster than we could get up to Big Hollow and get our fire gear and come back. But I mean, it was really no big deal, no damage or anything like that, but we would like to know what happened exactly. Other than that, we are pulling docks this week with the weather forecast, getting down into the 20s and then not warming back up all that much. We're looking at ice coming, so we're going to pull the docks, and then the water is off at all the campgrounds except Big Hollow, and it'll be shut off at the end of the week. We're going to be a sustained freeze now. The campground up there will still be open, and we still have campers up there now, but it'll just be electric and sewer you can use. We won't have any of the water on just for fear of freezing. However, we don't do any snow removals once the snow flies. That's basically what shuts down that campground. Other than that, that's it for that.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Thank you, Schaefer, County Attorney.
Well, obviously, my numbers were not drawn. I am not a billionaire this morning, so I'm here.
They didn't draw.
They did last night.
No, no. This morning, did they finally draw last night?
Yeah, they finally drew last night.
Oh.
But it wasn't my numbers.
Did you double check?
Well, I don't play it.
Oh, but the odds are about the same, whether you play it or not. I said the odds are about the same, whether you play it or not.
Well, I've always found gambling in any form to be a self-imposed tax on the mathematically challenged. So I'm here. Want to thank Rodney. Rodney's crew has been in the process of remodeling our bathrooms. Apparently, even he decided the air bubbles and the water air bubbles in the linoleum floor and the peeling wallpaper were just, it was time to go. So they've been doing a really, really wonderful job, and I just want to thank them for that, trying to squeeze that in and all their other busy projects. Otherwise, we're just maintaining status quo, keeping busy.
Thank you. How's the treasurer's office, Janelle?
We are keeping busy. I have nothing new to report.
Nothing new to report.
We're busy.
Thank you. Ken Hines, the Seal Region.
Yeah, good morning. Seal is having our monthly meeting tomorrow, and so we'll do our normal business. And I see the Seal annual reports on the agenda, so that'll probably be the big item where Ryan will go over the annual report. The management team's already been going over it and adding numbers to it and stuff. One other nice thing this week, the local hospital, the Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center, they call themselves now, just signed the contract with Seal. So we do have a contract. It won't be going into tomorrow's meeting because it's got to go through the management team first and then on to the governing board next month. But it's just nice to know, since the state is now requiring a contract with the hospital, our regional have one. So.
What service is that contract for?
It's for their... if anybody doesn't have Medicaid or insurance for the mental health unit at the hospital, that's one thing that's in there. And then the second thing is court testimony. So if a psychiatrist gets called by a judge and asks for court testimony, we pay $250 an hour for that psychiatrist's testimony. So that's in other contracts, and that's the only two items in this one that they signed. We had talked about adding urgent care slots to it, and they were supposed to call me back with how many spots they wanted, but they would have to have a therapist available for that, and they didn't call back with that. So they just signed the basic contract. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good news, Ken.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Just a reminder, we do have a job opening that we're advertising for. So that's out there. I think anything new that's due will be due, I believe, Monday, at the end of the day or something to that effect. So we just got done advertising, so I don't really expect a bunch of new applications, but since we had two openings, we went ahead and advertised one more time for the second one. So we're working on that. We do have a bid opening for the Bridgeport paving job coming up Thursday. It was supposed to be last Friday, and it came to our attention Wednesday late afternoon that the electronic connection between the service we use and the DOT failed. And so the DOT never received our advertisement notice for the project, which is how we advertise statewide. So once that came to our attention, we did an addendum, moved the bid date back to basically a week. So that's why that wasn't last Friday. I'm glad we found out, because obviously we want as much chance of competition as possible. So contractor, the bridge contractor, has moved in on Highway 99. So folks are gonna get to watch a bridge be built over the next 5 months, I guess we'll say, or whatever it is. So I would think that they'd start driving piling maybe as early as tomorrow, but tomorrow or Thursday, we start driving piling. So that scenery will change. It's already changed quite a bit. Dirt contractor's mostly done, but there's still a little bit of work for them to do. We'll just see how the weather plays along. Obviously, the rain we've had, which has been great for a lot of things, has also slowed that up a little bit. But most of the dirt is done. There is still a little bit of stuff to be done. But the road is two lane now. There's no traffic lights. And it will remain that way. We will see how things go. I may run a speed limit for that area through the Board of Supervisors to slow traffic down in that area during the construction project, but we're sitting back and seeing whether we have issues or seeing if the contractor has concerns or anything like that first. So right at the moment, there's nothing at that point. Well, it's actually the same contractor, but obviously different crew. Lee County contacted me a couple years ago. I brought this up during budget hearing and stuff too. The Bridgeport Bridge, both ends of it need a little bit of work. There's joints on both ends to allow for expansion, traction, and also they're filled with a rubber filler, basically, or whatever you want to call it, to keep water from seeping through onto the abutments and onto the ends of the beams. Those have all deteriorated and gone away. So Lee County is managing the project. We did set up a one-lane traffic control for the project, and we have a contractor coming in, and they're just getting some work done underneath because of some of the erosion from the water that's made it through the deck. And then they're gonna ultimately put a new rubber filler in on both ends of that. So if you hear about a one-lane situation down on Bridgeport, that's right there on the Skunk River Bridge. That's what's going on down there. It's not closed. People can get through just fine. So I had never mentioned anything to you guys. It just kind of Lee County was handling, and then spur of the moment, the contractor side, they're gonna ready to come in. So that's just fine. They'll get going. So that is ongoing. And then I don't know if it's gonna get done this fall or not, but we also have a contractor lined up to do some crack sealing on Madison Avenue. Which again, I haven't talked to you guys about recently, so I thought I'd just mention it to you. That will be, those always frustrate people because it's, you know, they work on like a mile at a time or a half mile at a time or something. So there'll be a one lane closure with traffic control on both ends and that kind of a thing. But it was time at the age of that pavement to get some crack sealing done ahead of maybe some other stuff we'll do on that eventually. That'll either be this fall if the weather plays along nice, or next spring. We'll just find out what happens with that. And other than that, our maintenance crews are still going as hard as they can. We are doing shouldering again. We have been for probably a little over a week now. So they're working up in the Yarmouth area. So if you hear anything about that, I think it's going very well. And that's going on. And we're culvert crew is still going. We're going to go as long as the weather let us, and ditching also. So a lot of stuff going on, trying to kind of, we've got some weather left ahead of us, but it feels like winter's coming, so we'll just push as hard as we can.
Thanks, Brian.
And Brian mentioned a safety concern like down on 99. I don't think we can ever remind people enough of the recent terrible tragedy we had on the bridge.
Yes.
When you're around a flagman or road construction or anything, nobody's in that big a hurry to pay attention to those things. That's
I agree. I think currently in the era of cell phones and people being distracted, it's kind of scary if you pay closer attention to how many people are looking down instead of looking through the windshield. It's really scary, actually. So I don't think you can emphasize that enough, and that was a horrible tragedy on the bridge. And I have used that multiple times as a reminder to my folks about you've got every ounce of safety available to you, lights, vest, everything. Use it frequently. Leave the truck run so you don't have a dead battery. I don't care. Just keep, try to save your life, try to save somebody else's, whatever it is. Just do everything you can, I guess. It's a terrible way to get reminded of that situation. So,
Natalie, how's the recorder's office?
Good morning. Everything's going well in the recorder's office. Nothing new to report.
Okay, thank you. Krista, how's the public health?
Good morning. We're just keeping busy. Nothing new to report.
Okay. Did I miss anybody? I don't think I did. We'll move on to correspondence. Does either of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
I do not.
Not here.
I do not.
Okay. Discussion and vote. We have a public hearing to award the contract to the lowest responsible bid for the Correctional Center 3 roof.
Motion to open public hearing.
Second. Sarah.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Okay, this is a contract. This is a Correctional Center re-roof. Rodney, you want to? There you go, you're already.
Yeah. So, this here is a bid tabulation for the re-roof project at the jail. We had bid openings last week for this. So, we had engineer's estimate was around $352,800. We had two bids come in. Low bid was come in that met all the bidding requirements was Brockwood McCampbell Roofing Company for $363,411. So a recommendation from Wagner and Associates as well as us to accept their recommendation of Brockwood McCampbell's bid on this project.
Okay, anybody listening online, we'll give you 2 minutes to call in at 319-753-8203 extension 4 or email board@dmcounty.com. We'll give you 2 minutes. While we're waiting, does anybody in the room have anything?
I do. I was approached last week by a couple of contractors in Hy-Vee, and they said it didn't seem like seemed like a couple of people were getting all the bids. I had to reiterate, and I just wanted to either somebody to touch on it, but every bid goes through. It's not like a private deal where we say, well, hey, we want somebody to do it. This has to be public. That's why we have a public hearing. So it's no favors. There's just people that are usual players, and then we have to look at the numbers as well. But anybody that wants to put in a bid, you've got to have insurance and all that good stuff, but you're more than welcome. We encourage it. Put in more bids, but it's all public, so there's no hustle going on, so I don't know how that even came out in conversation, but I just wanted to reiterate that, and I just wanted to, supervisors want to touch on that or anything, or?
Both, this bid and the following bid were both publicly advertised. They were put on regional plan rooms, I believe, and there was an invitation to bid, I'm sure, on the county website.
Yeah, so I got to thank the auditor's office. They put it on the county website, so there was a link there to Cleaner's Plan Room, which is statewide. So it was there, and also I believe in the papers. I got to thank the auditor's office again for helping put that in the papers. So yeah, it was in the local papers, statewide plan rooms, and also the county website. So if anybody I think for any bids, I know at least for our department, you know, when we have to publicize those bids, it's generally go to the county website. You can sign up there on the website to get notifications if something becomes available. I'm assuming kind of Brian's probably the same way.
I do it through the DOT, through all their, they go statewide wider than we can.
Well, the suggestion of that would be they should start reading the paper and looking on the websites.
I just wanted to, I had that same issue with the city that was accused of that one time. Now it all has to be out in the public, and you know, I'm not here trying to get anybody rich. We all just want the job done. I want it done for a decent price, so.
They're always more than welcome to call. If we got anything going on, I'd be happy to let them know.
Thank you.
Actually, the price I'm pleased with that it came that close to the engineers, architect engineers, the way the prices are in the construction market is now. So this is just a little over $10,000 higher on a $350,000-some job. So,
yeah.
And the other one's not that far off. So that's a.
Okay, the 2 minutes are up.
Motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Motion to award the contract to Rockaway Mechanical and Roofing.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Now we have a public hearing to award the contract to Willis Responsible Bid for the Correctional Center exterior.
Motion to open public hearing.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
This one is for the exterior project at the jail. Once again, they did openings last week. This will take place next fiscal year. Re-roofing was this fiscal year. This project will take place next fiscal year. We had three bids. Our architect's estimate was $520,800. We got a recommendation from cleaning us. They met all the bid requirements to deal with SG Construction Company in the amount of $552,043.
Okay, we're going to give 2 minutes to the public. If they have anything to say, if they're listening online, call 319-753-8203, extension 4, or email board@dmcounty.com. Does anybody in here have anything to say on this?
To Shane's point, people are always watching. Every single local bid I do, I get a call from a Fair Contracting something or other lady. Same lady every single time from Illinois. She's great to work with. I don't have a problem with her. But she actually will go through board minutes looking for the process, looking for the approvals. Sometimes wants even more information. I send her everything. It doesn't matter to me. Everything we have is open book. But people are always watching, and I think that goes for local folks too, which I actually applaud. I would rather people pay attention, but it is something that you get reminded every so often that people actually read the minutes, for instance, or whatever it is. So,
that's a good deal. Didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh no, I was just going to say, if people make accusations, I just want them to be real. If I'm wrong, I will take correction. I'm not proud, but you know, I don't want to get busted up on something that's the furthest thing from the truth. You have to do your research and do your due diligence. So. But I would agree with that. I don't mind it.
I also need to thank the county attorney's office, and Trent was extremely helpful, and especially helpful last week at a last minute. So thank you for letting us use his services.
Borrow Trent.
Not a moment's notice. So,
anytime.
So thank you very much.
Trent.
That's how you get the bathroom. It seemed a little odd that Rodney just came in one day and said, we're going to go ahead and redo the bathroom.
I'll swap you a restroom for a couple of days. I guess I'd throw in here for the prices, the this would be within the realm of what you would hope in today's construction market.
Yep.
And all three contractors were local companies, respected local and experienced local companies. So I think we got a good selection of bids and a good price.
Okay, the 2 minutes are up.
Motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
I move that we accept the S&G Construction company bid at $552,043.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Moving on, we have a resolution for the final plat of Laughlin Farm subdivision. Jared, this would be you.
Yep, it's a pretty simple one here. It's got a 150-acre farm property stretching north to south along Iowa City Road between 210th and Pleasant Grove Road. And the current owners simply want to split it into two parts between family members and continue to farm each of those. So this involves a survey of the north, a little bit more than half of that property, just under 100 acres. And no new development or anything proposed. They already have access from the road system to both of those properties. No significant comments through the review process, other than just to use the same entrances from secondary roads, which intention. The only issue at all that came apart about this was the fact that there was already a McLaughlin subdivision just to the east, and so they had to add the word farms to it. It's the same family going back so far. We had a couple of situations like that where they used the name once and then they got to come up with something else. But anyway, that it is in the 2 mile review area of Mediapolis. I understand that they've put through a waiver resolution waiving that their right to review that as well, since it's almost 2 miles out. So with that, we'd recommend approval of McLaughlin Farms.
I move that we approve the resolution for the final plat of McLaughlin Farms.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Personnel action. We have one for the secondary roads. Robert Harris, maintenance worker / blade operator. New hire. Starts on 11/14/22. The rate at $22.07 an hour.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. The guy doesn't know what he's getting in for working for Brian, does he?
I've warned him. I'm just kidding.
I would say everyone does.
He's got some pretty rough friends, I've heard, so yeah. Shouldn't be too bad.
Okay, now we have one for Descom. It's a 10-year step increase for Kevin Newberry. Previous rate was $26.15 an hour. The new rate, $26.79 an hour.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Okay. Now we have reports. recorder's report for fees collected in October 2022 for the clerk court for a report 2022 of October. Veterans Affairs for October 2022. Treasurer's cash on hand for June 30th, 2022. Treasurer's semi-annual report June 30th, 2022. And these will be on file in the auditor's office for viewing at your own discretion. We have the minutes for the regular meeting on November 1st, 2022.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Future agenda items. We have a work station coming up to see you guys out there, Jared.
Oh, right, right, for Women Solar.
Yeah, for Women Solar. And I think that's next week, isn't it?
Yep.
I think that's it. Committee reports.
I attended an emergency management commission meeting, and they voted to accept the Wayne County Handbook. Attended a DESCOM meeting with saying that, and DESCOM has opted to have their own dedicated, which is solely DESCOM handbook. That's all I have.
Okay.
I didn't make it to the emergency management meeting, so I've got nothing to report.
And actually, you're an alternate, I think. So
that's what I kept telling John Bill, like, you're supposed to be here. I said, Tom's there, and I'm not supposed to be in the same meeting. But they include me on that.
Well, I think they include all the members, but the commission includes the sheriff, one member of the board of supervisors, the mayor from each incorporated town, and that's it.
Okay.
Sometimes I think the mayor can send council members, which have to be an elected official to vote on something, but the county only gets those two votes, and then each city gets a vote, and that's it. So don't beat yourself up about that.
There's tends to be some confusion because there's the 911 board, the 911 service board, which oversees the dollars that get allotted to Des Moines County for 911 service, and because you're on that board, and then the DESCOM board, which actually oversees the operations of DESCOM. So there's actually some confusion at the meeting amongst some people.
Thanks for the heads up, Sheriff.
Yeah.
Seriously, thanks for that.
Yeah, I had a conservation meeting, and they also approved the handbook, and then I think you gentlemen have an update when Chris handled the meeting. I see where he sent it to all the board members.
He always sends us an update or has been for a long time. Yeah.
Pretty good meeting. We had some concerned citizens there about the police, the FEMA property out, and the board voted not to do it 4-1. One of them voted against it, but the other four voted not to lease it out. So that's kind of a done deal now. That's all I have. Public input. We'll give you 2 minutes for public input to call 319-753-8203 extension 4 or email DM County. Not gone. We'll give you 2 minutes for that. That would be board@dmcounty.com. I said that wrong, sorry. Board@dmcounty.com.
I would make one comment. I saw your picture in the paper at that meeting from behind. They never take pictures of Shane and I from behind. It's the glare. with that gorgeous head of hair, they can take pictures when it shows up nicely.
Well, I'll tell you what, this hair is being around guys like you two is what's causing this hair. It is falling out.
Thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate you, bud.
Anyways, anybody in the room got anything to say in this 2 minutes? Now that we got the hair situation taken care of. I'm going to have everybody lean forward, see if there's any other spots like Tom's got.
Thanks, Rob.
I'm with you.
You ain't with me, but everybody gets closer and closer. Yeah.
We all get closer. I guess I was blessed.
I saw Tom Broker and a Natalie Steffner sign on the way to work today, so they're out there doing it.
You know what I did too? I see one of them Natalie Steffner signs every morning when I back out of my driveway.
See how the stars and stuff on it? Man, she's really doing it. She's
I've
doing it.
Quite a few.
We're proud of you, kid. We're proud of you.
Oh, that's you?
Yeah.
The sheriff's been looking for you. Whatever you
get done. Okay. Gentlemen, the 2 minutes are up. With nine, we're out of here.
Aye.
We're going to have a work session with conservation. We're going to take about five.